Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Hey, join us for Nashville's best NFL draft coverage coming up next Thursday. Jared Stillman, Derek Mason, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders as they broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, home of 29-degree draft beers on Thursday, April 27th. Chris, we're less than a week away. I'm so thankful.
Finally.
I am thanking the good Lord above we are that close to the NFL draft, because I don't know about you, I'm tired of speculating. I'm ready for Goodell to walk across the stage and announce some picks.
Man, I am so ready. I mean, I used to have an afro, but I pulled it all out because all the stuff that's going on right now. But first of all, before we start, man, I want to say, hey, love you, Chase. Love you, Michelle. And it's so honored to work with you guys. But, yeah, man, I am so ready for this thing to get on, because we don't know who the Titans are going to pick. We don't know what Carolina is going to pick in the first pick. So I just want to get this thing started so we can get the ball rolling, because there's so many storylines of what's going on.
So I want to get your thoughts on, you know, when you were coming out of Ohio State, and got drafted by the then Houston Oilers. I mean, a lot of it was football guys would show up at your practice and they'd watch your film and they'd watch you and it was all eye test. And, you know, I don't know if the Wonderlic was a thing then, but, you know, now we have all these different analytical things that teams can look at, including S2 testing, which is a new cognitive type test. And the reports are that C.J. Stroud did really, really bad on it, 18%. And so now how is that going to affect his draft stock?
It's not going to affect him. Go ahead.
You don't think it will?
No, absolutely not. I mean, can I just be real honest with you?
Be real. It's,
absolutely.
Just imagine having a bulldog, right, and you put a bow on it. When you put the bow on it, it's still an ugly dog. It's just a facade. And basically what it is, it's just they're trying to – protect the NFL as opposed to protect the player. This has nothing to do with the thing about it is, at the end of the day, the team is going to pick the best player that's going to help their guys. So all it is a facade. All it is just kind of a lot of cute talk. But at the end of the day, the team is going to pick their best player that's going to help them.
Yeah, and I think that's 100%. But, and you know, this information that's getting out there, which I think is, you know, kind of a part of the game that, you know, an unfortunate part of the game. But, you know, do you think that analytics, though, should play somewhat of a part in the draft evaluation process?
Yeah, it is, because you're investing so much money in these kids. But at the end of the day, a lot of times, and I'm being careful when I say this because I do respect the NFL, but at the end of the day, sometimes it's just a whole bunch of fluff. Because, you know, it's just like this. It's kind of like, I'm giving like an example. Just imagine there's a guy that's coming out in the NFL and they say, oh, he's a bad guy and, you know, he's done some bad things in college. But then all of a sudden they say, oh, he may get drafted in the third round or the second round. But then all of a sudden he gets picked up in the first round. Because at the end of the day, all that stuff is great and all the information is awesome that you collected. But at the end of the day, the team is going to pick the player that's going to be best suitable for their team, even if they made some mistakes in the past. So that's kind of the illustration that I kind of use, because at the end of the day, the team is going to pick what's better for them.
Chris Sanders joins us right now. Yes. Chris, coming out on Twitter right now, Ian Rappaport just put out there that some NFL players have been suspended just being involved with some sports gambling. Calvin Ridley has just finished his year suspension after being caught with that. We'll join the Jags this season. What is your view on NFL players being involved in this, especially since sports gambling has become such a monster in our society, and just the easy access, having an app on your phone?
Yeah, I just think players have to be smart, but also it goes both ways for the player and the organization and also the NFL. I think it needs to be explained better, because I think a lot of guys don't know what they can bet on, what they can do, because we always, in the NFL, the players, before they come in the NFL, they go to a rookie symposium and they go through all the information of what not to do and what to do and what not to do. But at the end of the day, I just think that it needs to be explained more. I think it's more kind of vague of what they can and what they cannot do. And a lot of guys are making bets and a lot of guys are gambling because they basically just don't know what the parameters of what they can do and what they can't do.
Who do you think that is on? Do you think that is on, you know, the organization to set clear and concise rules? Or as a player, as a rookie, it's your responsibility to know what's okay and what's not when you enter an organization in a league?
I mean, it's both. I mean, because the player has to be responsible and understand what it is, but also they got to get clarity on what to do. It's kind of like this. I want to get this illustration. You know, when a guy takes a supplement and there's something there that's not supposed to, it's his responsibility to find out what's in it. So it's his fault and also, you know, the trainer's fault. So that's the same thing with this gambling thing, is explain it to him. Say, so you can't do this. These are the things you can do. And explain it to him and make it clear to be like, okay, this is what you do. This is what you can do. And if you do what you're not supposed to do, then that's actually on the player.
Chris Sanders joins us right now. Chris, earlier this week, the Tennessee Titans signed veteran wide receiver Chris Moore. What did you think about the signing? And do you think that although they did this, they still need to look for – maybe two wide receivers in this year's draft?
He's got a great first name.
I like it. See, that's my guy right there. Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Michelle? They're going to have to go out and get some more receivers. I know Chris Moore is an okay receiver, but you got to get some impact players. And you got Traylon Burks, you got Kyle Phillips, you got Rayson McMath. Those other two guys that I named, those are just guys. But if you look in the draft, I mean, you got some good wide receivers. You got Quentin Johnson from TCU. You got Zay Flowers from Boston College. You got Jordan Addison from USC. You got Rasheed Rice from SMU. Those are some players that can come in right away that you can maybe get in the second and third round that can be impact players. Because if you look at our receiver room, Michelle, who scares you on that list minus Traylon Burks?
Zero. No one.
Zero. So you got to get somebody here that brings a little bit of fear into the game. I know Chris Moore, you know, had a couple of good games, but if I'm a defensive coordinator and I see him out there, I'm just going to put a man on him and say, you have no impact because you don't scare me. So they're going to have to go in the draft, get some impact players at wide receiver.
Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, is with us. And Chris, listen, you are you're one of the best people I know, and you're always trying to help
people
out. And I know you've been working with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We're tweeting out the link for people to donate in that. But tell us a little bit more about what you're doing for such a great cause.
Yeah, I mean, it's to bring awareness, but also it's to raise money, you know, to improve the quality of life for patients and families. So, you know, the panel asked me to come and be help with the campaign, and when they said that, I was off and running. So we got to raise a lot of money because there's a lot of families that are dealing with cancer. And we always talk about, you know, wanting to help and wanting to give and wanting to do these things. This is a perfect opportunity to really help these people and these families. So, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm still learning about it. But the thing about it is I am so excited to raise money to make sure these families have a quality of life, but also get the finances that they need.
Well, we've tweeted out the link.
Thank you, man.
At our Twitter account, 125 The Game.
So hit
and retweet on that now. But
it.
Yes, and we'll continue to get
Thank
the word
so
out
much.
On that for you, Chris. But what do you think? We're a week away.
Yes.
I've been saying all week that I'm now kind of in the camp that I'm going to be more surprised if they don't trade or if they don't draft a quarterback, not necessarily trade up. I just am because they've been trying to find a guy since Steve. They have not had the guy since Steve.
I
don't know if any of these guys are it, but I feel like that they're doing their due diligence and they might do it.
You know, I mean, we've been hearing that all week that they may draft up and get number three. But here's what I'm concerned about, that if you go up and get number three and get a quarterback, you still have a whole bunch of needs. I mean, you need need a couple of wide receivers. That's what we talked about. You need an offensive line. You need a shutdown quarterback because we don't know what Caleb Farley and Christian Fulton are going to do because he's consistently hurt. So if they do that, they're going to have to give up a lot, probably a first round this year, maybe a third, and then also, you know, maybe a first next year. So I wish they wouldn't do it, but I agree with you 100%, Chase. I think they're going to jump up at number three, and I think the guy is going to be C.J. Stroud.
I think he's
going to be C.J. Stroud because I think Bryce Young's going to go, and I think a lot of people are in love with Will Levis, who I'm not, and I say that respectfully. But if I'm the guy, and I know this may sound crazy, and I'm going to make a lot of people mad, but if I was in this group with all these guys, with Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, and Hendon Hooker, I'm going to get Hendon Hooker. Why? Because he has been the most consistent in the last 2 years, even though he hurt his knee. I'm going to get Hendon Hooker.
We've got Chris Sanders on with us. You love the Ohio State guy, C.J. Stroud. I will say I love Will Levis. I went to Kentucky, so it's only fair.
Oh, my God.
Chris, you are going to be a part of our draft coverage. What would warrant the most wild response for you? Like, if the Tennessee Titans did this, you would just lose it on the air and people would need to hear this response.
Last year, Michelle.
We did.
I know, it's hard to top what happened last year. But if you could think, if they drafted Will Levis, would you?
You just took the words out of my mouth. If they step up and go to three, all I'm going to do is I'm going to get my camera out and I'm going to look at Jared Stillman. That's exactly what I'm going to do, because I'm going to watch his reaction, and he's just going to fall under the table, wall around, and start crying because he can't stand Will Levis. So even though, you know, I like Will Levis a little bit, but if they jumped up to number three and get Will Levis, I might pull out my hair that I don't have.
Okay, if I say to you that, hey, I just got in the DeLorean with the doc, and I went to next week, I went to Friday night, and I told you that the Titans drafted C.J. Stroud as their quarterback, but then they kept their third-round pick, and they ended up with Cedric Tillman. How would you feel about that?
The wide receiver?
Yep.
I think that would be pretty good, because I know Cedric Tillman's not getting a lot of love, but man, he's a pretty good wide receiver now. I mean, all those other cats that are getting love, I think he can come in and be an impact player. I mean, he's a big kid. He can run routes. He makes big plays downfield. So I will be happy about that, getting C.J. Stroud and Cedric Tillman, because those are two guys that can come in and play right away. Because the guys that you're drafting, if it's quarterback or wide receiver, these guys got to come and play right away. So I wouldn't be upset. But the only cat that I would really love is Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Oh, yeah. That's your guy.
And the reason why I love that guy, not just because he went through Ohio State, and he's among some of the great wide receivers that ever come out of Ohio State, but he's ready, Chase and Michelle. He understands how to run routes. He understands how to get the guy off the spot. He understands how to burst off the cut. And when he gets the ball in his hands, he makes something happen. If you look at last year at the Rose Bowl, he had 15 catches for 347 and three touchdowns. He can come in and take the pressure off Burks, but that's who the guy will get as opposed to those other guys.
Well, Chris, it's going to be fun. We're excited to have you as a part of our draft coverage next week. I have enjoyed your position breakdowns with Jill Jelinek on Fox 17 on Sunday nights.
Man.
That has been really informative, because you're able to see the video and watch the film and stuff. But appreciate it, and we will talk next week.
Appreciate you.
Help you out with your cause.
Hey, love you guys so much. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
I love you too, Chris.
Have a good weekend.
Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show. As Michelle alluded to, there is some breaking news out of the NFL, and there's more layers to it when it comes to gambling that has come out. We will hit that coming up and wrap things up here on a Friday here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.